Garda Representative Association represents almost every single Garda across the state. And, you know, we can't ignore what they're telling us there at the front line. In fairness to the GRA, they've been saying this, you know, repeatedly over the last number of years. At some point, the minister has to accept what they're telling him. You know, as a public representative, I meet with Garda superintendents, chief supers, senior Gardaí regularly about these matters. And, you know, everybody seems to be in denial. But I think the powerful message from, you know, the GRA, the vast majority of Gardaí, is that we cannot protect the public from criminals. That's a very serious message.
Now, the Justice Minister, Alan Shatter, he said before that in Donegal there isn't a lack of Gardaí, but the GRA are telling us that there is. Who do we believe here?
Well, you know, I have to say that the Garda Representative Association, you know, any Gardaí I speak to on the ground, off the record, you know, they're proud of the job they do. They want to do their job. They want to protect us from criminals. They want to put people behind bars who have caused, you know, the likes of attacks on the elderly that we've seen, the likes of those serious robberies, violent robberies of businesses along the border. They want to protect us, but they keep telling me that they just don't have the resources. I mean, I spoke to a senior, well, I will call him middle rank Gardaí in the not too distant past, and he explained to me that if they can put in place dedicated stop search operations on an ongoing basis and put in place intelligence, they can defeat these criminals fairly quickly. But it's clear that without that, they can't, and it's as simple as that. Minister Shatter has to wake up and smell the coffee.